Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 482 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie and I are going to talk about college baseball. It makes me so happy to say that. We're going to talk about my time in Starkville this past weekend. We're going to talk about Melanie's time with Caroline and her friends in San Antonio. And we're going to get an update on Melanie's reading, as well as some reflection on the Olympics. We would love for you to join us on Patreon if you haven't done that yet. It's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our most recent episode is a conversation with my friend Matthew about how we can disagree and love one another at the same time. It is centered on current events, but we don't talk about any specific current events. And Melanie and I both hope that you are encouraged by this conversation. We would also be so grateful if you stopped by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. And finally, if you would like to get a live stream ticket for our Birmingham live show in April, those are available. There's a link in the show notes, and it will enable you to watch the live stream and to watch for a week after the show. All right, here we go with episode 482. Hey, everybody. This is Sophie. This is Big Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
Well, 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 what a weekend we've had with college baseball getting started.
Listen, I thought about you a million times because I knew that it was like Christmas for you this weekend. To be there, to be with the people you love, to have all the hopes and dreams. And so tell us all about it.
Well, first of all, I woke up this past Friday, which was the first official day of college baseball season. I woke up at 4:30 in the morning.
Okay.
I thought I'm like a kid at Christmas. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited. And I wake up at 4:30. I ended up leaving for Starkville about 8:30. I met Emma Kate and we picked up my friend Grant, our friend Grant, mm-hmm. and we went to lunch. Emma Kate needed a clear bag. I was way up on stunt. So the main thing that's maybe an indicator of where I am with all this is that the game started at 4. The gates opened to the stadium at 2:30. We were there at 2:10. We were standing outside the stadium at 2:10. And Emma Kate mm-hmm. does not like to get to stuff as early as I do. She's totally fine. Like if she parks the car 10 minutes before a game starts, any game, doesn't matter. She's good to go. She's not stressed at all. You know, I pretty much want to see the players arrive is how I like to do sports. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So we went in the stadium at 2:30, you know, when it opened.
Yeah.
But it was so fun because the people who sit on the berms, they all race in to get their spots and the students all race to where they go in right field. Like it was fun to see all of that. And we went initially, we didn't even go to our seats. We just went and sat down and kind of took it in, you know, just the gorgeous setting that is Dudie Noble. And so we did that for probably 30 or 45 minutes. And then we went to our seats and we had quite a time. Now, I think there were some nerves game one, you know, we were really convinced it was just going to be a home run derby Friday night. And it was not in fact a home run derby, mm-hmm. but we won and we got to see, you know, we've got a lot of new faces. So we kind of got to try to wrap our minds around that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up doing a doubleheader on Saturday because it was supposed to rain yesterday. So anyway, State took the series, which probably everybody expected that they would, even though Hofstra was a good team. They had some good pitching. They had some, they played really good defense. And I was just so happy to see baseball, like with my own eyes again. I was so delighted. State had over 12,000 people at that game, at the first game. Mm-hmm. Just like broke a, you know, had a record setting crowd for opening day. And it was fantastic. So I'm actually going back this week because I'm selfless, Melanie, and because I my sister and I are going back because
that'll be fun.
Yeah. So we're going Friday, we're playing Delaware, but for me, mainly I kind of have to strike while the iron's hot because it gets increasingly more difficult to get tickets as we get farther into the season.
Yeah.
So
you get into the SEC play.
Mm-hmm. And State's got a really good big SEC schedule. So, anyway, so we're headed back on Friday. I'm so excited. I'm delighted that we have a game tomorrow night. We have a game Wednesday night. And that's the thing about baseball. The thing that makes the season so endless is the thing that makes it so delightful when it gets started. So, but I kept up with y'all. I kept up with LSU. I mm-hmm. kept up with Arkansas. I kept up with Auburn. Like, I was really trying to watch all the schools I kind of like to keep my eye on over the weekend.
Yeah.
I do, however, I don't know who does the app for ESPN with mm-hmm. college baseball scores, but I need some modifications.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
And I need to be able to sort the college baseball scores by conference, which you can do with football, but you can't.
Yes.
And to sort by top 25, which you can't do. Mm-hmm. Or at least I haven't figured out how to do it. So that's my really serious problem as of this Monday, is that I can't get the ESPN app to work the way I want it to. So
that feels fair. And I followed along. I did not watch any baseball just because our weekend was jam-packed.
Yes.
And we were down at the ranch all day Saturday, where we do not have any sort of cable television. But I was able to keep up on, you know, the Twitter feed and all of that to see what was going on. So I do know that we beat Tennessee Tech 23-7. So the Aggie bats appear to be hot.
Y'all's bats were going. They were really going. And I saw, I think yesterday LSU beat Milwaukee like 21-7 or something like that.
Yeah.
That's a large margin in a baseball game. It really is. And so, I don't know. I'm kind of sad that it's the end of the weekend. And, you know, I think the last game we turned on here was USM was playing maybe San Diego. I think that's right. Mm-hmm. And I can watch it all the time. I just love it so much. And I'm trying to guard myself against the inevitable heartbreak that will come. You know what I mean? I have so needed a sport. I mean, everybody at the game Friday, just in visiting with people, everybody was like, oh my gosh, we need something to cheer for. Like, it's not been our best, 12 months in the sports. So we need something to cheer for. We need a team to be good. And we did beat Ole Miss in basketball Saturday. That was happy.
Yeah. I did see that. So that's good.
That's great. But we need something where we can just a little tiny bit of dominance would be fun. So
yeah. No, I get it. Listen, because sports is a cruel thing, because what I'm going to tell you is that currently Aggie men's basketball, we're on a 4-game slide. You know what I mean? Like, and the thing is this team has already done so much more than what we even expected. But it's like, can we, now you're like, oh, now our back's against the wall. So can we turn it around for the last little run? Because,
yes.
I mean, it's a gauntlet, you know?
It is. Jackson actually went, Jackson, if you don't know, is Alex's roommate. He went to Tennessee this past weekend to see his mom's parents, and they went to the Vanderbilt A&M game.
Oh, that's fun.
And he said, he came over here last night, and he said that there were some Longhorn fans who got right behind the Aggie bench.
Oh.
And were very vocal.
Well, that is terrible. Go to your own game. What are you doing?
He had a lot to say about that.
Yeah.
As you would have.
Yes.
Jackson is an Aggie fan, just FYI. So anyway, but we were talking about just Vandy's a weird place to go to a basketball game anyway.
Yeah.
They seem to be well in stride, I feel like. Vandy's Vandy's doing all right.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just that whole thing, too. Somebody could get hot at the tournament and shake things up a little bit. So
you just don't know.
You just don't know what could happen. But Starkville was, it was hopping when I got there. It was lively. Restaurants were full. Streets were busy. Everybody was excited. So
listen,
I know.
I feel like we've hit the mid-February. I feel like winter starts off and it's like January is just a sludge. Mm-hmm. And then the first part of February is like, okay, but I thought this weekend, like in San Antonio, the rodeo kicked off, baseball season started, the weather was beautiful. It's like all of a sudden, it's like I can see the light at the end of the dark tunnel. Like
I thought the same thing this weekend. I thought, you start to think spring's not too far. Mm-hmm. And there was something about just being like, sitting outside at a baseball game, it feels a little bit like hope. I have to say, though, you know, I think I mentioned last week, or maybe I didn't. Maybe I've just said this a lot in real life. Mm-hmm. But Brian O'Connor, who's Mississippi State's baseball coach, which, Lord, would he like to be on the podcast? Would Brian O'Connor like to come on to the Big
Welcome.
Cast?
We welcome you with open arms.
But his thing is, what matters is what's on the front of the uniform, not on the back of the uniform. So they're not putting names on the backs of the uniforms anymore. Mm-hmm. Listen, you've never seen two people who are more confused than Emma, Kate, and I were. It's going to take, I feel like I'm going to have to study. I'm going to have to make flashcards. I'm going to have to do something to really familiarize myself with, like, and especially, you know, when you get into like relief pitching and you've got people and you've got, you know, somebody who comes in for two innings and then somebody goes out and somebody else comes in and I don't know who anybody is. And they gave us rosters when we got in the game, but it was like the names were on the far left. We had to get our phones to kind of line up underneath to get number and all that kind of stuff. So I've really got to figure out how I'm going to tackle that. I like to know everybody's name. I like to mm-hmm. associate their number with a name. And so I've got a little work to do there. If y'all would keep me in your prayers with that, I got to get up to speed, you know? And plus I feel like the starting lineup is not going to be set for a minute. Maybe it will. I don't know.
Yeah, but it'll change a little.
Yeah. Anyway, but I did love, I loved the whole experience. I loved seeing how excited everybody was to be back in it. And I saw Catherine and Cole went down to Auburn and saw Auburn baseball. And they're coming over here for supper tomorrow night. So I'm real excited to hear about their experience. Because I think you and I have both talked to Cole about how when his kids, you know, got to a point where they could do baseball as a family, that's a game changer, right?
Yeah, it is, because it's so much easier to do than a football day. You know what I mean? Like, it's so much less of a commitment financially, emotionally,
everything,
spiritually, mentally, in all the ways.
And it's a smaller setting, so kids can mm-hmm. they can roam a little, they can be free a little bit. It's so good. So
yeah, that's so fun.
Okay, tell me about your weekend, because you had company. I thought at one point, thinking about Caroline and her friends coming in, I thought Melanie is essentially in the Dean of Women's office this weekend.
Oh, listen, mm-hmm. It's my very favorite thing to have a house full of girls. Yes. Like, it's just, and so Caroline had two darling friends that came this weekend. And it's funny because, first of all, I knew this before. They are girly girls. You know, Caroline's mm-hmm. not a girly girl, but like mm-hmm. these girls are girly girls. And so they just the Perry looked at me Thursday. Caroline came in Thursday night, so I had cleaned everything and whatever. And before she got in, he was like, "Her bathroom looks so nice. What do you think it's going to look like by the end of the weekend?" And I said, "Not like this."
Right.
You know, like not. And when I tell you the amount of curling irons and hair dryers and lip glosses and mm-hmm. face washes and makeup products and all the things. And then I got so tickled because they got in Friday night. They were all going to go to the rodeo. They went to go see Hank Williams Jr., who had on a baseball cap that said Icon. Caroline sent it to me and she said, "Icon feels like a choice." And I said, "He's not wrong." You know what I mean? Like,
he's not wrong. Right.
He's not wrong. So, but she sent us a video of him. She sent Perry and I a video of him performing. And I have to say, he sounded pretty good. I mean, and nobody really sounds great at the rodeo because the acoustics aren't fantastic. But I was like, well, he sounds legitimately pretty good. So the girls went to the rodeo Friday night, had a great time. I don't think her two friends had ever been to a rodeo. So that was a whole thing in and of itself.
Certainly,
like
yes.
To experience mm-hmm. the rodeo. So they did that. And then on Saturday, the plan was to get up and go to the ranch. Perry and I had already decided we were going to go down earlier than the girls just because, listen, he's always got 17 things he needs to do. And since it was Valentine's Day, I felt like I should probably go with him.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
well done.
So, Caroline said, the girls and I are going to leave the house. We'll leave the house at 10. So Perry and I left the house at 9. I don't know that the girls, Caroline texted me at like 10:15 and said, I'm not used to people who are going to curl their hair before we go to the ranch. Like,
but pictures.
Yeah, mm-hmm. exactly. Well, and her friend Caroline, so Caroline's, one of her friends is Caroline. So Caroline is kind of, she's like an influencer and has an account or whatever. And Caroline had just bought herself the new Shark. I don't know what they call it. It's like the Dyson Airwrap, but it's the Shark version.
Yes.
So Caroline had just invested in that for her own hair. But then her friend Caroline needed to try it because she has the newer version than what Caroline had. So when I woke up and checked Instagram early Saturday morning, it was Caroline's friend Caroline using the new Shark Wrap on like her Instagram. Like, this one is so mm-hmm. much better, guys. And I'm like, so what I know is we were doing our hair after midnight, you know,
yes.
in the bathroom.
Yes.
And then up again the next morning. But they, so they stopped. They had to stop and get coffee at Commonwealth because they needed to experience that. And then they made it to the ranch. So I'm going to say they pulled up to the ranch about 1:15 is what they got there.
I mean,
the ranch
is
on
their own timetable.
They were. And they looked darling. You know what I'm saying? They looked so cute. And they were just so sweet. And we had the best day. Like, but it was just, everything was such a novelty. Like, it's all the stuff that we do that we don't think about being a novelty, but like, they got to feed the cows, you know, and they got to get cows to eat out of their hands. And they got to go through the full Perry Shankle gun shooting tutorial. So
bless.
Listen, they, and to Perry's delight, they were all fantastic shots.
So
because
glad.
Perry will tell you this, women usually are better shots than men.
Sure.
I don't know why that is, but I've heard him say it a million times, but they got the full safety lecture that starts with, you never get a bullet back. So you have mm-hmm. to think about where you're shooting it.
Yes.
So we did that. We shot guns. We got to watch the dogs run. We fished. They caught fish. It was such a fun day. Came back home. But I laughed because Saturday night turned into, because all the girls are, so Caroline's friend Caroline has graduated and has her first real job. And then you've got my Caroline who's getting her master's. And then the other girl is the other Caroline's little sister, who's a freshman in college. So what I'm going to say is that we had existential crises across the board on our various stages of life.
No so doubt. I would expect no less. Right.
Yes. We had some counseling sessions. We had some conversations. We had some pep talks.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about all the things. And finally, I was like, I'm exhausted. Like, this has been a full day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, it has. Mm-hmm.
So, but anyway, but I will say one of the wins of the weekend was I ordered for the girls because Caroline was like, I really want a charcuterie. And so I got it for them to have like before they went to the rodeo and like after they got home, just whatever. And so I had debated ordering different places. And I will say this does not apply to people who don't live in Texas, but I finally ordered it from HEB because I was like, this appears to be a really nice charcuterie that's very reasonably priced and looks beautiful. And it was. So just know, I was so impressed. One of the things I loved about it was that it was cheeses that people actually want to eat. You know how
that's
sometimes
important.
I feel like,
yes.
You know how I feel like on the fancy charcuteries, they throw in something that you're like, that's not a cheese anybody really wants. Like, it looks
yes.
pretty.
Yes. Like, and you kind of want to say when you order it, no weird cheeses, but there's always a weird cheese or two on a charcuterie.
Yeah. This was all good cheeses. It was so beautiful. It was like half the price of one that I could have gotten from somewhere else. And you just have to order it 24 hours in advance. And
okay.
So I'm so glad to know that. HEB, well done. I will do that again. So just know if you need to order a charcuterie for something, that HEB is a good option. So
excellent.
It was really good. Yeah. And then Rachel, the other girl, she brought us cookies, which Caroline had told me about them, but there's a place in College Station called Double Batch, and she brought us cookies from Double Batch. And I'm going to tell you, they were some of the best cookies I've ever had. Okay. So, and apparently it's, I think it's two sisters maybe that make them out of their house, but they were delicious.
Well, this is a large time, just a large time all the way around.
It was a really fun weekend. And then the girls left yesterday, and then Caroline was like, yeah, I think I'm going to stay till Monday. So she ended up spending one more night, which, you know, I was real sad about. And so we got to hang out a little bit more, which was super fun, just to kind of catch up with her and, you know, talk about all the things. And then she drove back today. So okay. That was our weekend. Yeah.
Well, we ended up, we had no Valentine's plans whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Shocking, absolutely no one. But we decided, okay, well, let me back up. So our friend Casey, who is a show choir director, was at a competition in Tupelo this past weekend. And so they made it to the finals of the show choir competition, which is a big deal because that means like you're in the top five, right?
Yeah.
And you're gonna perform again to compete mm-hmm. for like the grand champion prize. So when they made it to the finals, I told David, see if Joey and Steph want to come over for supper and I'll cook something and we can watch Casey's show choir because yeah. Joel, Casey's husband, does the band for the show choir. So it was like, you know, we could hear Joel and his band play. We can mm-hmm. watch Casey's kids, the whole thing. So Steph and Joey came over and we had a delightful time. So I cooked supper. We had a great meal and we watched show choir until almost 10:30 at night, which for me, as you know, is I was basically up until dawn.
And, yeah.
But Casey's choir won. They were grand champions.
Oh, no so way. Oh, we that's
were,
so fun.
We were so excited.
Yeah.
We all just, when they announced it, we jumped up, we screamed. It was like watching a football game. And so anyway, then they went home and David, who almost always wakes up super early, I got up for church Sunday morning and he was still sleeping and I was getting dressed and normally I wake him up and he was still sleeping. So I was like, well, I'm going to go ahead and go to church. And so I did and came back here and then pretty much just hung out and I don't even know what I did yesterday. I tried to take a nap two different times, couldn't fall asleep.
Yeah.
So Jackson ended up coming over here. He'd been out of town. And he came over to wash some clothes and I cooked some spaghetti for us. You know, I don't really like spaghetti, but no. David really likes it and Jackson really likes it. And I bought these at Costco. I got this Gladware where it's this enormous pack of little black plastic containers with clear plastic lids. Mm-hmm. And I really like them because when I cook, especially like if Alex is here or Jackson is here, they're both here, I can make them kind of, I can fill up one of those and it's like a little to-go meal. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they can keep them and use them again, or if they lose the lids, who cares, you know?
Yeah.
And so, so then I took the leftovers and made some spaghetti meals for them to have this week. And, I don't know. That was, I guess all of that. We watched a little bit of the Olympics last night.
Yeah.
Same. And, kind of wrapping it up. So,
yeah, anyway. It's kind of, well, last week I loved, well, you and I texted, listen, that little darling Chloe Kim, who's dating Miles Garrett.
I talked to Jackson about him last night because he loves Miles Garrett too. And I was just like, man, they're fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm like, and listen, if that, I don't know what stage of their relationship they're in, but I'm like, but if they were to get married and have children, I mean, you want to talk about, listen, the D1 babies darling. Is what I'm saying. Like just the most athletic little kids. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, I thought they were darling. I was really sad. I watched Ilya Malinin, and he, you know, had some falls and I thought that was really unfortunate. And the ice skating, I really took that on.
But
it was
now,
terrible.
Did you see all the stuff about how they had used that arena for speed skating?
No.
And that the ice was weird. Like there were so many falls in figure skating. And because apparently, I don't know what changed with the texture and the temperature of the ice, but apparently it was not ideal.
Well, that's a problem. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like that's a problem. I also had been busy following the ice dancing controversy. Have you seen this about the French couple?
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, yes, indeed. Yes.
Yeah. And uh-huh. so I, because I watched that whole thing and I was kind of stunned. And then it turns out that the guy on the French team is very problematic. And so I just, you know, and then the judging, I don't know. It feels like France gave him a boost. I was like, it feels like we've lost the spirit of what this is supposed to be.
Well, every once in a while at the baseball game Friday night, if we had a little lull in conversation, Emma mm-hmm. Kate would bring it up again.
Yeah.
Because she was like, I just feel like they're not thinking this through. I just feel like, you know, like, or at least if it's your own country, you should have to, you should have to excuse yourself.
Yes.
You know, like you don't judge your own country. That feels fair. So
I agree. Anyway. Especially if you're going to give them that. So I thought that was interesting. Now, Perry and I watched something Friday night. We turned the Olympics on after the girls left for the rodeo. And it was, I guess it was, it's, they're on their cross country skis and it was women. It was a female sport and they were, but it ended with them having to like go as fast as they could uphill cross country.
Oh, it's terrible.
And I'm going to tell you that one of these little girls, and bless her, she had her face painted with little stars and little stuff, little Americans. I mean, every single one of them, they would cross the finish line and they would fall to the ground screaming and writhing in pain.
I
was like, this
is not sport. This is terrible.
What are we doing? I was like, this is the most horrific thing I've ever seen. And you're screaming and writhing in pain. And I told Perry, I said, well, the good news is, because I had just had my second chocolate chip cookie, I was like, they can eat as many cookies as they want. Because, I mean, how many calories are you burning doing that?
Oh, you're just forever in a deficit. Like, there's no way to ever mm-mm. not be in a deficit when that's your physical activity. I mean,
no, it
you,
was
every bit of what you take in, you need and you use.
But I thought, I can't even imagine, because this was okay. So Caroline's friend Caroline, who was coming this weekend, she had posted her ab workout on her Instagram last week. And I saw it. Now, listen, let's keep in mind, she's 22. And I was like, I think I could probably do that ab workout.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you that I attempted it on Thursday. I didn't even get through a quarter of what she does. And I was kind of like these uphill cross country. I was writhing in pain Friday morning because my abs
were cramp?
So...
Did you get a little stitch? Like just a little,
like just
a little spasm?
Like I'm going to tell you, today's the first day where I can laugh and fully like engage my diaphragm.
Oh, that's
you know what
terrible.
I mean?
Terrible.
Like I was so sore.
That's terrible.
But I just thought, what? Like the pain, what I'm saying is I'm not somebody who can subject myself willingly to that kind of pain. You know what I mean? So like,
nor should
to see
you.
With these,
right.
No, but I'm like, golly, it was just, I'm like uphill on those skis in the snow. Just, man, it was something. So, but then I thought what was so interesting is last night we watched, I didn't even know who this person was, but I watched, her last name is Brignoni. And she is the super G skier, the female skier, Italian. And she, 10 months ago, like broke her leg, tore her ACL, all this stuff. She just got back on the snow, like I think they said 2 months ago. But they showed her rehab and everything that she's had to go through. She won 2 gold medals.
Unreal.
Which is unbelievable, because I would have been like, well, that's been a great career. It's a shame about my knee. The end. You know what I mean?
We were watching last night. We were watching the mogul skiing, and how is my question.
Oh.
How? I mean, I was like, you turn just a tiny bit. You get just a tiny bit off course, and your knee's going in the other direction. I don't know how anybody competes in that sport. And so then we had this big discussion where I was like, okay, so what's feeling the brunt when you're hitting those moguls? What's feeling the brunt? And David was like, your knees. And I was like, you have to be able to absorb it somehow in your thighs. I don't think anybody's knees could do that. I don't know. How does it work? I don't understand.
I don't know. Is it your glutes? I think it's got to be your glutes and your thighs.
It's something.
It's got to be so strong.
there's got to be something above your knee, if you're even your core, mm-hmm. like that somehow you figure out how to take that shock in. Because I do not believe that knees are made to do that. At least my knees are not made to do that.
No, I don't think so. Now, Perry did tell me, you know, because now he likes to tell me things about working out.
Sure, yeah. Uh-huh.
Apparently, the key to being able to squat a lot of weight is really not about your quads, which you would kind of think, but it is more about your glutes.
Yes,
and
yes.
That's in your core.
You like, got to engage your glutes, Melanie. You got to engage your glutes with
and
that
your
process.
Core, mm-hmm. which is very important. So maybe that's what they're engaging to be able to do that. But I did think it was so interesting because when she finished last night and she'd won her second gold medal, they were like, this is amazing. Did you ever imagine this? And she was like, no. But she said, they basically like, they basically asked her like, would you trade the pain you've experienced for these gold medals? And she basically was like, no, I would rather have not had the pain. Like it was, and I was like, oh, so that tells you she's been in some, I can't even imagine the pain that she's in.
I cannot imagine the pain she's been in. My goodness.
Mm-mm. I know. So anyway, but I mean, listen, that's why they're Olympic athletes, right? I mean, that's why I'm sitting here eating an orange on a podcast and you're.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. We all have different gifts. So
we all have different gifts. We certainly do.
Last night I was okay. So I wanted to try Caroline's shark air wrap thing because I've never. I apologize to Shark that I'm calling it an air wrap. I know that's not your name, but that's what it is. So I was like, I'm going to try it. So it's kind of hard to get the hang of because it like sucks your hair up, but you have to do it like the right way. And so Perry, he comes in the bathroom and we're having a family meeting about the shark. And he's like, so what's the benefit of this over a curling iron? Like, why would you do this? And Caroline was like, well, for some people, if you don't have a mom who has taught you how to curl your hair, she said, this is easier because you don't really have to worry about burning yourself and it's kind of more foolproof and, you know, but you still have to learn it. It's a technique. And so, but she said, but mom, I know how to curl my hair really good because mom taught me. And I told Perry, I was like, you know how I always say I have other gifts? We just found one. That's it. I know how to do hair.
It's
I do.
It's true though. That's part of Caroline's inheritance. Like that's her generational touchstone is that you have passed that on to her. It is no small thing, Melanie.
Yeah. Listen, the gift of curling hair. And you take it for granted that everybody knows how to do that, but they don't. So that's one of my gifts. I'm always in search. But other than that, I will tell you that the other thing that I have continued to do, I'm now on the second book of the trilogy of the Bronze Horseman with Tatiana and Alexander. War is still going on, Soph. The war is still going on. And a lot has happened. It's a saga for sure, but mm-hmm. I'm completely in it. So book two has dragged a little bit more. Kind of ready for the war to be over, but but I'm still in it.
You're saying you have battle fatigue a little
bit. I do. Mm-hmm. We've a lot of POW camps, a lot of really bad conditions. A lot of discussion about lice. And so
the fact that this is what you immerse yourself in, it just continues to be a source of surprise and also wonder. It really does. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, but I did tell Caroline last night because I said, I'm reading this book and I said, it's made me think. I said, you and I kind of like the same sort of story. Like we mm-hmm. like the same. Mm-hmm. She said, I just like mine to take place in a realm.
She does.
She said,
she wants magic. She wants magic. And you don't.
That's it. Mm-hmm. And I don't. I said, mm-hmm. I like mine to take place in a war. Yes. She likes hers to take place in a fantasy realm.
Yes.
But they're equally dramatic in what we like. So okay. There you have it.
Well, speaking of the children and their literary preferences, this is not actually about a book, but Ella texted me. Okay, Ella, everybody, I'm going to clarify. Yes. Ella is our friend Steph and Joey, the ones who came over here Valentine's night. It's their mm-hmm. daughter. She's a senior at Auburn. So Ella texted me last week and she said, Soph, I would really like to talk about The Prince of Egypt, you know, the old Disney movie.
Yes.
She said, I would like for us to talk about that, but talk about it in relation to our current day. And listen, say no more to me.
Oh, you're in.
Say no more. Like, mm-hmm. one, you want to talk about Moses? Okay.
Yeah.
Two, you want to get into symbolism? You want to talk about themes that still apply? Yes, ma'am. Listen, I've already booked my hotel room in Auburn. I know when I'm going, the whole thing.
Oh, I cannot wait.
Oh, I'm so delighted. Like, if it were officially a love language, I would qualify. Like, can symbolism be a love language? Can analysis be a love language? Trying to understand, yes. So I've booked my hotel room. I'm super excited. And then after I did all that, I was like, oh, I don't know when I have seen the Prince of Egypt. So, yes. I mean, I know the story. Obviously, I spent a lot of time in the book of Exodus a couple of years ago because I wrote a book about Moses. But I just, the Prince of Egypt is a different take on that story.
Yeah.
A more fictionalized account. And so yesterday afternoon, after my first failed nap, I watched it.
Oh, okay.
And I did not, I resisted the urge to make an outline as I watched, though I wanted to, right? Mm-hmm, I thought, no, I need to go through one time, then I'll go back. And then I thought, well, I don't know that what Ella's looking for is really for me to show up with worksheets. You know,
yes, like I think she might.
I think she wants more of an informal sitch.
Yes.
But I'm so tickled. I cannot wait. Between this and baseball, what is life right now? You know, that I would have these kinds of outlets. So I'll probably watch it one more time.
Okay.
Just to make sure, because I don't want to get the biblical account confused with the Disney account.
Yes. Yeah.
I want to keep them clear, but I'm so excited about it. I just, you know, I go through phases where I really miss teaching English and I need things like this as an outlet. So.
Oh, for sure. And now I'm wondering, I feel like I know I've seen Prince of Egypt, but I bet it's been 20 something years ago because I really don't remember much about it at all.
Yeah. Me, the same. I mean, it was all brand new to me. So anyway, but I had the best time. It's very short, especially compared to movies now, you know, where everything's 3 hours, you feel like.
Yeah.
It's like an hour and I don't even know if it was an hour and 40 minutes. It was.
Well, that's very breezy.
Yeah. So I watched that and then, you know, kind of thought through my formal outline for this very life-changing discussion that Ella and I will have about Prince of Egypt.
Well, I cannot wait. Mm-hmm. Listen, that's going to be great. It's going to be great. Okay. So on that note, is it time for five favorites?
Time for five favorites, and admittedly, this is a really random assortment of favorites. Not connected.
It's our favorite kind.
Really at all. We're going to kick it off with some hummus. Mm-hmm. I bought this particular hummus. It's the Ithaca and Grazza collab, Melanie. And I got it from Costco, and I think I've bought it three times. It is so delicious.
Okay.
It tastes like if you were to get some chickpeas and you were to get some tahini and you were to get some lemon and some salt and you were to make your own hummus. It's so delicious and lemony and fresh. But I actually use from time to time the Grazza olive oil that kind of comes in the plastic bottle. You know, the Thrive Market's my favorite, but also have the Grazza. And it's so good. And David and I both love it. It's a lot of times it's what I have for lunch. Some of this hummus with some Stacy's pita chips.
Yeah.
And it's really, really, really delicious. So highly recommend. I think you can buy small things of it at different stores. I know Sprouts has it, but I buy the big size that you can get at Costco, and it's a treat. So if they're a hummus fan, I think this is a great one.
Okay.
It's not sweet at all. You know, sometimes you get a hummus and it's sweet.
Oh, I don't like a sweet.
And you're like, nah, and sort of adjacent to my hummus favorite is a cracker favorite. That is new to me. I used to buy toasted crackers, like the big ones sometimes, if I was doing like a charcuterie or something. Mm-hmm. They now have a variety pack that they're more of a Ritz size cracker, a smaller cracker.
Yeah.
Here's what I like about it. You get three sleeves of crackers in the pack. One is just a plain butter cracker. One is a whole wheat cracker. One is a rosemary cracker.
Oh, that's good.
So, and I like that because, you know, if you don't have variety in a box of crackers, sometimes you get sick of them or you just move on and then you have ones that get stale, but you've got three individually wrapped sleeves of crackers. I really like all of these with unexpected cheddar from Trader Joe's.
Okay.
I like them. I like the plain and the wheat ones. I like them with peanut butter. You know, I mean, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I also like them. I like the rosemary with the hummus. So they've been a good go-to, and
that's really good.
I'm going to do tomorrow night, I think I'm going to do like a appetizer with some of these crackers and then like some pimento cheese and some Kaneka sausage that I'm going to do in the air fryer.
Sounds good.
Doesn't that sound good?
Yeah,
that does sound good. Anyway, it's just a great utilitarian cracker. So I just wanted to pass that along. Third thing is not mine. This is a favorite of David's, but I'm passing it along in case someone else has a person in their life who really likes to wash a car and who prides themselves on the maintenance and care of their vehicles. This is a buffer and polisher that David got a few weeks ago. And when I tell you that it has been a source of joy, that he has pondered out loud why it has taken him so long.
Well, yes.
To purchase such a tool. Melanie, do you know what kind of wax residue you can remove with this buffer and polisher?
And I can only imagine.
Do you know what kind of consistent application you get with the new wax when you put it on? He loves this thing. And like to the point, Jackson and Alex came over maybe last weekend and he had to show them how it worked. And he had to rip off some of the, like one of the pads to show them a different kind of pad that you can put on it. I don't ever want to use this, right? I don't need to know anything about it. But if anybody needs a birthday gift, a Father's Day gift, anything like that for somebody who likes to take care of cars, boats, four-wheelers, what have you, highly recommend. It's been a real unexpected source of joy for him. And aren't we just all delighted about that?
Yes. Listen, they love a gadget.
They love a gadget. This next thing, I've been so excited to tell you about this, and I'm sick that A&M is at one of the schools that they have. Is this not the cutest thing you've ever seen in your life?
It's so cute. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. That is the cutest thing I've ever seen.
It really is. So this popped up in my Instagram and I was like, immediately, yes.
Yeah.
This is a company called Crew Dog. It's a couple of students who met at, I don't think they're students anymore, but a couple of people who met as students, I think at Yale, who rode Crew. They started this line of sportswear, essentially, with embroidered mascots. And they don't have all the schools, but they have a lot of schools. I know that's a licensing thing. And they have, like, for me, what I ordered was a Mississippi State baseball embroidered crew neck.
So cute.
I got it in black. But you can, they have four or five different colors. And you can also, if you don't like a big mascot at the center of your shirt, you can also get it over on the pocket side, a smaller embroidered mascot, which is also so cute. I just decided, you know, I'm going to go big.
Yes. So, this is so cute. Well, and this is where I feel like the bulldog really lends itself to like being perfect for this, because what if they had an A&M one and they don't, this is, I feel like Reveille would look like a wolf. That's what we would do. She would look like a bad coyote, because nobody can really capture that correctly. And so, but the bulldog is excellent. I mean, it feels like it was made for the bulldog. So I'm real excited for you about
this. Well, it's so fun to look at that all the colleges they have, because I will say the dog mascots and the lion mascots really fare well with this particular, you know, design situation.
The bear also looks really good, I feel like.
And LSU's is really cute, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, super fun. Just a fun twist on, you know, I mean, we've all got 1,000 sweatshirts and t-shirts from our favorite school, but I love these. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, they're just different and fun. Yeah. And also a small company, and they do good work with veterans organizations. And so I was real tickled to find them. So
okay, I love that.
Yes. So there's that. And then my last thing. Okay, I need to fess up. So I told you like 2 months ago, I was like, I have had it with the Colette pants from Anthropologie.
Yes, yeah.
How many pairs of Colette pants are they going to make? Well, listen, then I saw these and I ordered them. And mm-hmm. here's what makes these special. They're sweater material. Oh. And they're just pull-on pants. They have a button, but it's mm-hmm. not functional. And I got the animal print.
Oh, these are cute.
I love them. And they're on sale right now. And I also got them on sale with an extra 50% off. So that okay. felt even better to me. They run true to size. They don't get super stretched out when you wear them. But here's why I love them. They're so soft. Oh, my word. They are so, so, so soft.
Okay.
And so I've worn them like with the maroon sweatshirt. Mm-hmm. I've also dressed them up and worn them, and I just wash them on cold and let them hang dry. But of all the Colette pants I have had, and I have had a few,
yeah,
I really, really, really love this particular. I don't know what you would call it, iteration maybe.
Yeah,
I just really I like the sweater fabric. They're super mm-hmm. soft. They're really versatile, and I really wanted to wear them to the baseball game Friday night. But I was like, I could also snag them on a chair.
Oh, yeah,
you know. So I don't want to get into that. But I really love them, and so
really
I just
cute.
Wanted to pass them along. And they're on sale right now. So
listen, what a deal! Well, mm-hmm. these are great favorites. I love everything from a buffer polisher for a car to a great pair of pants. And I've already added that Ithaca. I'm so excited. HEB carries it, and I just added it to my shipped order that's coming this afternoon.
Oh, good! So, I think you'll love it. It's just delicious.
Okay, that sounds so good. Well, just and it delicious. Does have protein in it, and so yes. I don't know if you know, but protein is fair.
It's very important.
It's so very important, the protein.
Oh,
so.
I know.
Anyway, so, well, y'all, thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. And who knows what excitement will have happened by then. Something, surely, right?
Surely, mm-hmm. surely. So, all right, well, y'all have a good rest of the week.
All right, we'll talk to y'all later.
All right, bye, y'all.